Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Robin, get yourself out from under all of those pelts, for goodness sake.
Oh, thanks, John. What are pelts?
Well, they're the sort of skins and furs of various animals and hides therein.
I mean, it's hard to know what's on top of you when you're, you know, under it, so to speak.
Well, it felt like you were in a sort of situation where you were perpetually falling into pelts.
Perpetually
perpelted.
Yeah, it was cozy in there, though.
It is cozy, very warm. And also the moon underwater is sort of ethics neutral when it comes to some of the perhaps more traditional pelt adornments.
Ethics neutral is not a very nice phrase, John, is it?
Well, that's just how the moon underwater is. The moon underwater does. Sometimes it reveals the heads of animals, which I don't agree with.
Right.
Stuffed and hung on wooden shields. Some of the woods here are probably quite hard to get hold of these days.
Oh, right. Like Gibson guitars, they can't use the same wood they used in the 70s, can they?
Yeah, but I would like to reassure everyone that all of the tusks, ivory, pelts and heads are all from a time when, even still not ethical, those things were sort of fine.
Well, is there a sense that they're not real?
Ah.
So it doesn't matter, like in the way that you could kill someone in a dream.
Yeah. I think you might have hit the nail on the head there.
And you haven't really committed a crime. Or have you? You've committed a kind of crime in your own mind. Sometimes wake up feeling terribly guilty, but I'm told that's quite normal.
I think it's normal for certain circumstances to wake up feeling guilty. But no one wakes up feeling guilty in the several ensuite rooms here at the Moon Underwater.
Oh, yeah. What emotion do they feel when you wake up at the Moon Underwater ensuite?
It's 100% calm.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and very refreshed.
Yeah.
Hangovers are strange things here in the Moon Underwater.
Yeah, you get yourself in the shame relief shower.
Yes.
That's the first thing you do.
You do.
If you've, you know, but hangovers, yeah, we don't have hangovers in the traditional sense.
No, they're sort of inverted hangovers.
Yeah.
But that's not to say the more you drink, the better you feel in the morning.
No.
But you do get a sort of a clarity of thought, whereas you might feel fuzzy-headed in the other realm.
Mm.
You get a sort of feeling of confidence and...
Dangerous thing, though.
Yeah, really dangerous.
But you've got to be careful.
People do walk out with a spring in their step.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
But how do you feel the moon underwater's looking this evening?
It's good. Covered a lot of ground in that intro, I feel. Yeah, it's looking absolutely, you know, delightful. It's shimmering.
Mm.
It's glittering. It's spangled. It's sparkling.
Mm. And what beers have we got on tonight?
We've got Tenants. We've got 10 Tenants, 9 Veltins.
Yeah.
8 Bit Burglars.
Yeah.
We've got 7 taps of Paulaner.
Yeah. So a very lager heavy early
It's goals. Lager heavy and weirdly in descending number of taps as well.
Well, it's like the 10 days of Pintsmas.
Yeah. And 5 gold. Cask ales.
Five. Well, what's 6?
Six. We've got six Cronenbergs.
Right.
Because six seems 64.
Yes.
We've got five Golden Carscales.
Yeah.
We've got four Carling.
Right.
We've got three. Am I doing all of them?
Well, there's only three left.
Oh, yeah. Three Stella. We've got two. We've got two Ciders on.
Okay. Lovely.
Stoford Press.
Uh-huh.
And we've got one red wine on tap.
Oh, right, like they have in those sort of hotel bars sometimes.
Yes, yeah, they have. You get a pint of red wine. Or white wine, like Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, not much for me in the Moon Underwater this evening as a lager drinker.
Well, it varies, doesn't it, John?
It does vary. And also I can always have something from the cabinets.
Yeah.
So, Robin, your week in pubs, my week in pubs.
Yeah.
You've been Sanulus Canulus for a few days, haven't you?
I had a few days off, yeah. Felt amazing.
Mm.
And then...
Then knocked that on the head.
Yeah, knocked that on the head. Felt awful again.
Yeah.
No, pubs, week in pubs. I went to the Dolphin in Sydenham, which was lovely.
Ooh.
I've got a correction to make, actually. I listened back to our George Egg episode, and he was talking about a pub in Sydenham called the Bricklayer's Arms. And I foolishly said, it's not there anymore. But it is there anymore. It is still there. But what I was thinking of is there's a junction at the top of Old Kent Road called the Bricklayer's Arms, which is named after a coaching inn that used to be there.
Oh.
It's like a weird ghost pub thing in London, isn't it? That there's a bus stop called the Bricklayer's Arms and there's no pub there, just to kind of...
Oh, so the sort of the ghosts of the pub haunt the infrastructure of the streets still.
Exactly. Mm. Hello, Ian Sinclair. Yeah. So I wanted to make that correction.
Well, like Angel.
Yeah. Was that named after a pub?
Yeah. But the Angel no longer there. And I think Swiss Cottage as well. And I think there might be a pub called the Swiss Cottage, but I don't think it's the original one.
Quiss Sottage.
I'm looking it up in my mind, and I think... I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. My mind is just... there is a pub called Ye Old Swiss Cottage, but okay. I don't know if it is Ye Old Swiss Cottage.
Your mind doesn't have all the answers.
No, it absolutely doesn't.
On the weekend, I went out to Chesham because my friend and colleague Jack Pelling was working on the live Taskmaster event there.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the Black Horse in Chesham afterwards, which was very nice. But I had a really bad... I really got... Tim Key was there.
Yeah. Why didn't you go to the Queen's Head?
I don't know. Have I been to the Queen's Head?
I don't think so.
Anyway, former Moon Underwater guest Tim Key was there, but I really fouled up the little exchange.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I said hello to him and, you know, we chatted a bit. And basically, there's an author I really like called Ben Myers, and his new book, A Perfect Golden Circle, the audiobook is done by Tim Key.
Mm.
And I sort of said, oh, I listened to that. I really liked it. And he was like, he said, oh, great. You know, it's the first audiobook I've done. And basically what I meant to say afterwards was, it was really good to hear you do something serious because I sort of associate your voice with comedy. But what I said was, it was really good, but it kept sounding like you were trying to make it funny.
Oh.
Awful.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, oh, I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Did you say you didn't mean it to sound like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't say that, actually. I think I've kind of, there's a bit of revisionism there. I sort of must have, I fumbled it.
But that's all right, as long as you sort of cleared it up eventually.
I felt awful for 48 hours. Still thinking about it.
Is part of you hoping that Tim will listen to this and this will sort of clear the air? Because I think that's a very slim chance.
No, I don't think I'm hoping he will, but it helps to kind of get it out and talk about it.
Yeah, totally. I would probably, my experience of those things is he won't even remember that.
I sort of said afterwards, I really loved it. Sorry about that. And he said, don't worry, we've smoothed over that now.
Okay, so maybe he will remember it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You made me feel bad now.
No, I think... no. Those moments of extreme pub conversation shame.
Yeah.
Everyone has those, but I never think the person who is on the receiving end holds them with even 1% of the emotional intensity than the person who does the offending.
Yeah. It does linger, though, especially with someone you admire a lot.
Oh, yeah. It lingers, mate.
It lingers. I wrote about this on Twitter and someone replied saying they met Johnny Marr. And they said to Johnny Marr, you know, I'm a bit of a guitarist myself. And Johnny Marr said, what guitar have you got? And he couldn't think of a single make of guitar.
Oh, that's a shame. If you've got a lingering pub shame.
Lingering pub shame, yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Send it to us, john@moonunderpod.com, and we will sort of assess the shame level therein.
It's quite a bit of crossover with one of your other shows, but it's... Like, keep it pub-based.
This is different because we can actually say, no, that's your right to be ashamed.
Okay,
not like right. Anything horrific.
Your right to be ashamed.
Not like being sick everywhere, but like odd conversational faux pas. They're rife in pubs.
They really are. Anyway, the other pub I went to was the Windmill in Brixton, which is a fantastic music venue. Just wanted to give that a shout out. Saw my friend's band, The Fabricators, there.
Oh, lovely.
So that's been my week in pubs. What about you, John?
Well, I've just realised I've never been to the Black Horse in Chesham. I thought you were talking about a different pub, because Chesham isn't blessed with great pubs. The Queen's Head is the best of the ones in the town, but I think the Black Horse is slightly more of a country pub, and it looks lovely.
Mm.
I've only been to one pub this week, and it was the Four Pure Brewery Tap Room.
Oh, nice.
At the Four Pure Brewery in Bermondsey, which I'm guessing is part of the sort of Bermondsey Brewery Mile.
Mm.
But we went there quite late. So we were going to a party and we met at the Four Pure place at 8 p.m. And it was a really nice experience because we got a cab there. No, we didn't. Lou Sanders drove there because she doesn't drink. And as you're turning the last few corners, I actually said, oh, I'm so sorry, I've got the postcode for the physical brewery, not the tap room, because we're just in this industrial estate.
Ah.
So you go past like a sort of screw fix and it's just all completely dead. And then
yes.
You turn the corner towards like the back of a builder's merchants.
Yes.
And there's just this light coming out and tables out. And it's huge, it's like really big. It's not like a little... Because when you say tap room, I just think of like a row of taps and a few seats. But this is really big. It's got booths. It's sort of quite modern. But it's got like games tables you can play.
Oh,
sort of, I'm guessing like sort of ping pong and... like table football kind of stuff, and a really good selection of beers. And what was quite nice is it wasn't just... So obviously they had all the Four Pure beers there, but they didn't only have that. So I had a couple of pints of Magic Rock Sorcery, which I think is the first time I've ever had it on tap, because I usually have it out of the cans. It was just really, really good.
Was that kind of pre-lash then, pre-the party?
Yeah, pre-the-party. Mm.
Was it the highlight of the night? Because I've got a theory that the pre-lash is always the best bit.
It was really nice, but I guess you can't really compare this with... Because the party was sort of in a party venue with sort of loud music and dancing and stuff. This was more of a chillsome vibe.
Right.
But my friend, comedian Lucy Pearman, was with us. And she tried to order a Diet Coke.
Right, in the tap room.
Yeah, and the barman said, sorry, what? And she said, Diet Coke. And he said, oh, I don't think we have that. And she was like, you don't have Diet Coke. And he thought she'd said dark oats.
That's a real sign you've been in the brewing world for too long.
Yeah, yeah. He thought she was talking about some kind of stout.
Yeah.
Do you have dark oats? What? No. Anyway, we sourced Diet Cokes.
That's lovely. That reminds me of when I was at uni. My friend Jenny ordered a dry martini and the bartender thought she said a tri-martini with three different kinds of martini. And I think I might have already said that on the Moon Underwater.
I've not heard that before.
It's good.
Very good. Oh, well, I have been to loads of other pubs. I completely forgot that whole evening.
John's memory is effed.
No, I was out in Greenwich.
Ah.
After the Greenwich Comedy Garden on Saturday.
With Tim Key?
No, he wasn't on at the gig I was doing. Anyway, we went to the Trafalgar, which is sort of like... I mean, this was the day before the Queen's funeral. It was Bunting City.
Right.
And it's quite a nice pub, but we walked in and there was a covers band playing. And they were good, but like every second song was an Oasis song. So it was a weird mix of sort of like pub rock classics, but interspersed with 50%
Oasis. 50%
Oasis. And then we went to this jazz bar. And speaking of mishearings, it was really nice, this jazz bar. I'm going to have to look it up in my mind. It's called Oliver's Jazz Bar, and it's like sort of a subterranean. It feels like you're in... It's the kind of look I think a lot of places try to pull off, but this is actually it. It feels like you're sort of in catacombs of jazz. And it's quite dark. The bar's really nice. They don't have anything on draft, though. But speaking of mishearings, we were with a lot of the crew who work at the Comedy Garden. And I got a round of drinks in. And the stage manager said, could I get an orange gin and soda? And I was like, what? And she said, no, it's changed my life discovering the orange gin and soda.
Mm.
And I went, okay, so you want orange gin and soda? And she said, yeah, that'd be great. So I go to the bar and I said, could I get an orange gin and soda? And the bar member of bar staff sort of looked at me like, what, you want orange gin and soda? I went, yeah, apparently it's really good. So she pours a gin and orange juice and then tops it up with soda water. And I take it back. And Hannah, the stage manager, took a sip and went, that's absolutely disgusting. And I said, but it's what you ordered. And what she'd meant was the orange-flavoured gin and soda.
Oh, right, yeah.
Whereas I'd created, I think, the world's first orange juice, gin and soda water, which is foul.
Yeah.
And then I spilt a rum on my lap.
Flipping heck.
But no shame.
Yeah.
I got back to the hotel, and because I sort of know what I'm like, I stood in my hotel room. Before I went to bed, I said, John, whatever you feel like tomorrow, remember you've had a really nice time.
That's nice.
Yeah. Absolutely catastrophic hangover.
Oh, really? But you remembered that moment.
I did remember the moment, and it was useful. I got the train into London because I was also in Greenwich that evening. I just walked around John Lewis for about 2 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Very calming.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Something about John Lewis.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I just remembered my worst ever mishearing thing. I don't. Shame's coming back to me. I was staying at a hotel when I played with Gravenhurst, and I think we were in Southampton, and I think I was with my friend Alex at the checkout, and I think we asked for like a later checkout or something, and the receptionist said we can't do that, unfortunately. And I was just Alan Partridge quote mode, just said, oh, cook a cat, like that.
Yeah.
And she got really funny, and later, I was speaking to a member of staff, and I said, I'm worried I've offended her. And she said, she thought you called her a cocky cow.
Oh, my goodness me.
But then to try and explain that I'd said cook a cat.
Oh, good grief.
Oh.
But the message did get back.
Yeah, I did. I said, like, and I was so apologetic and, like, was just saying I was just being stupid and quoting this TV show. And I was like, oh.
But also, it sounds like you've been caught out calling someone a cocky cow.
I know.
No, actually, what I was saying was cook a cat.
Ah.
There's no shame in the moon underwater, Robin. You've got to excise this shame somehow.
Oh, my God. I feel ripe with shame today.
This is no place for shame.
No.
But then it's the place for excising shame, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have we got time for a quick mist here?
Yes!
We have got a mist in from James. The subject, BYOS, bring your own sparkler. Hi both, I just wanted to flag some concerns regarding the idea of bringing one's own sparkler to the pub, whether clad in camera, uniform or not. Any good publican should be applying rigorous cleaning practices to their beer engines, including the swan neck faucet, and taking all measures to avoid contamination during service. A clean faucet is sacrosanct, and as such, temporarily affixing a sparkler that has been in someone's pocket is fraught with disaster.
Yeah.
Worth reading page 97 of the Draft Beer Quality Manual in full, but I quote one relevant paragraph. The closing bartender should do one final clean of the cask faucet drip tray and the surface of the entire cask pump when the bar closes. This cleaning should be done with restaurant bar sanitizer approved by your local and state health code. If the cask faucet uses a sparkler, the sparkler should be removed and soaked overnight in the same sanitizer at a soaking concentration listed by the manufacturer. Yours in pints, James. Thanks, James.
That's a great point, James. And I was thinking it as I said it, actually. The idea that any publican or member of bar staff would accept like a plastic nozzle that's been in your hand or in your pocket.
Yeah, it's a no-no.
Screw it on. It's an absolute no-no.
And if you've watched any Beer Masters with Jager Wise, you'll know that a lot of time spent brewing is spent cleaning.
Yes.
It really
very good
is.
Point. In fact, we're about to interview Jager, and I do want to ask her about the
cleaning
science.
Products.
Well, no, the science of cleanliness as per the beer making process.
Nice, yeah. Can't wait for that.
I'm sure she's very excited. But anyway, we come to you in pints and we leave perhaps regretting something we've said.
Yeah.
Worrying you've misheard us. There's Matthew Crosby, the comedian and writer, his wife, lovely wife Charlie, works in TV, and I once, we were in the Soho Theatre, and I'd like was worried I'd made a faux pas once with her.
Right.
I said, oh hey Charlie, lovely to see you, I just really wanted to apologise for that thing I said, do you remember a couple of years ago? She said, John, the last four times I've met you, you've apologised for exactly the same thing.
God, that's like an additional faux pas, isn't
yeah.
it? Oh Christ. Good times.
Anyway, folks, send all your mists to john@moonunderpod.com, and also, and we've never actually asked for this before, but if you could do us the honour, the privileged honour of leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts from, that would be much appreciated, because it really helps share the podcast, apparently, but please only if it's positive, because Robin will read them.
I will, sorry.
And the last thing we want is to give him any cause for concern. So see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.